Come on now, gather round, glad you could join us. Spreading some love to start your morning. No shame in my game. I just wanna praise his name. Living free but not in vain. Where would I be without his grace? Glad he chose my life to save. My life to save.
Hey, 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 welcome back to Life Unapologetic with Athena. So happy that you guys are joining me. Thank you to everyone who listens to my podcast regularly, who looks for the new episodes to drop every Monday. And if you're new to the show, welcome. I'm so excited to have you. The show is pretty random. There's really no rhyme or reason to it. It's all about God. I definitely try to introduce you to how I see him and how my relationship with Holy Spirit has kind of worked out over the last few years, and then just try to give you tips on how to make that your reality. I'm excited about today's show. I apologize. I know it's dropping a little late. Listen, I have been so busy with the Spiritual Growth Academy that it has really consumed a lot of my time. I'm excited, y'all, about this dream vision of mine. This baby has come to life, and we are launching the Spiritual Growth Academy. So I created the Spiritual Growth Academy to bring together like-minded people. I love the Lord, and I love the deeper things of God. And so I wanted to create a place that people could come and learn about God without all of the fluffery. I like to say without all of the religion, without feeling like you have to perform in order to be accepted, without feeling like you have to be perfect in order to be accepted, without feeling like you have to have it all together to be accepted. I wanted to create a community where you didn't have to have it all together, but where your heart was you wanted to align yourself with God's will, but you didn't quite know how to do that. And so the Spiritual Growth Academy definitely offers a safe space for everyone seeking to grow spiritually. I love it. For those of us who are seeking identity, we want to know our identity in Christ. We want to kind of dismantle the false identity that people have put on us. The Spiritual Growth Academy is definitely for you. For those who want to go deeper, they know the Father, but they just feel like there's more. Guess what? The Spiritual Growth Academy is definitely for you. I'm so excited. The way that the Spiritual Growth Academy is structured is we have currently, I say currently because there's more to come, but currently we have three communities. One community is the Spiritual Growth Academy itself, and this community houses all of the curriculum. So this is where you get your weekly lectures via Zoom. This is where you have the community of like-minded individuals who are going in the same direction, who are seeking God, who are hungry for God. We have chat rooms where we hold several different discussions. We have prayer calls, early morning prayer calls. We have fasting. We have just so much going on in this community. Daily devotional, seeking your purpose. There's literally a chat room for every scenario in life that you could possibly be walking through. And guess what? There's people in these communities who are discussing it. So it's not just you. And I'm excited about that. We then have the seer community, which we train on dreams, visions, and interpretation. Dreams and visions are open to everyone. It's not specific to one or another person. Everyone has the ability to dream and to have visions, and guess what? To know what they're about, to explain them, to have revelation in them. And so we train that, and I love that. Then we have our third community, which is the School of the Prophet. And so this community is all about teaching about the prophetic, words of knowledge, words of wisdom, and then ultimately the prophetic. And we're rolling that out in August. We're going into a new semester starting this evening, y'all, at 6 p.m. I'm so excited. We're doing a pilot run through of the new curriculum. And so it launches this evening. And I'm so excited for all of the women who got free scholarships. Whoop, whoop, to join the Academy, which means everything is free to them. To God be the glory. I'm just so excited to be able to provide that to women and to just pour into them for free. Let me tell you. But soon, we will be releasing opportunities for more individuals to sign up. We have a waiting list currently, which you can find in the show notes to the podcast. So check that out. All right, y'all. Enough of my babbling. Let's get into what the topic is today. Today's episode is titled Hearing God's Voice. We really need to get this together. Okay, I say we really do. One of the main questions that I hear from many people, and I've said it in prior episodes, is the question is, how do I hear from God? How do I know that I hear from God? Does God really talk to me? What does it sound like? How do I experience? There's all of these questions about hearing God's voice and being confident in the fact that you actually do. And so I just wanted to kind of bring this topic up and talk about it, because hearing God's voice is definitely a necessity for the times we're in. We're living in such an exciting generation. You know, while there is a lot of turmoil going on with COVID-19, while there is a lot of crime and things like that, even prior to the pandemic, we definitely live in a very different time. We definitely live in a time that's very trying, that can at times be unsafe, can be unfair. And as a Christian, from a godly standpoint, we're living in a time where things that shouldn't be acceptable are acceptable. And so, what I love about the time that we are living in, outside of all of those negatives, is that God is moving in such a mighty way to bring people under his protection, to bring salvation, right? To bring people into relationship with him. I absolutely love that. And so in that, this is an exciting time. And I say that because in the Old Testament, or the olden days, before Jesus walked the earth, guess what? People didn't have the opportunity to go in direct relationship with God. They had to go through priests and all of these other performance-based methods in order to get something from the Lord. They literally had to wait on prophets to speak on behalf of God so that they could hear or get or receive direction for their life. And so to God be the glory that we live in a totally dispensation and that we have an unbreakable covenant with the Father. So in that, I just feel like this is such an exciting time. I really feel, especially with the Spiritual Growth Academy, that God is preparing his people. He's preparing his people not only for him to come back, but he's preparing his people for the things that we must endure while we're here, such as the pandemic. Guess what? It's touching everybody, both Christian and non-Christian, both good and bad, right? And maybe not in the sense that we're catching it, or maybe not in the sense that we're infected, but in the sense that some of us are laid off, some of us are furloughed, some of us are trying to figure out how to make ends meet, but we know that God will provide. We know that God will make a way, but nonetheless, we all have to walk through the same struggle. I go to the grocery store and have to look for toilet paper just like the next person. I have to look for bleach and cleaning products just like the next person. So while I'm not exempt from having to be in the situation or in the pandemic, I am exempt for having to worry about it affecting my life to the extent that others worry, because I put my trust in the Father. So God is definitely preparing his people to be able to stand in times such as this, to be able to stand in hardships such as this, because we have to be the people who are the light to the world. God's word says that we are the salt of the earth. And we know that if you eat food and without salt or seasoning, it's bland. It's not enjoyable. But when you have a salt in your meal, it makes it so much more palatable. And so we as God's people are that salt to the earth, to make it tolerable, to make it palatable, to make it full of hope and purpose, to make it encouraging and in some essences fun, right? Because of this younger generation, they need fun. God is definitely, and I can see this without a shadow of a doubt, that he's transforming his church. Let me tell you, the way that we used to do church is completely changing. Obviously, with the pandemic, you can't go into a building. So it's really making you question how you look at the word church. You know, unfortunately, the word church is associated with a building that has a pastor and all of these other disciplines. And so when people fall into situations or circumstances such as the pandemic, the question of church becomes skewed or becomes confusing, because now that I can't go to the church, what does that look like for me and my relationship with God? And so God is definitely transforming the ideology, the idolatry, the methodology of what church is. People. Church are the people. The church is the people. I'm the church. You're the church. We all come together to make the body of Christ, to make the church. Has nothing to do with the building. And so I'm excited about the Spiritual Growth Academy because we have built such a close community of women who are just so hungry for the Lord, but not just hungry for God, but we really want what God says about the matter. We want to know His word emphatically. We want to know His spirit emphatically. We want to operate the way that He wants us to operate. We want that to look practical for our lives and how to do it. And most of all, we want to hear the voice of God. And so as God is transforming the church and He's creating like these really mighty warriors to stand in such difficult times, I see it in this particular group on this first semester of students. I see this warriorship in them where we're interceding on behalf of people. We're getting up early in the morning and praying. We're fasting three days out of each week consistently. And we're really taking what it looks like to serve God serious. We're taking what it looks like to discipline ourselves and to be consistent in our walk serious, and to God be the glory for that. I am so excited. Also, when it comes to hearing the voice of God, and I'm trying to look at some of these notes because I just jotted down stuff. If you guys know anything about my podcast, I take it on the fly. Like, I do not want a perfect show. I do not want to edit. I just want to do whatever God says to do. And He said, talk about His voice. And so that's what I want to talk about. But to be a person of destiny, especially in the end times, we have to. I mean, it is essential that we hear God's voice. And so when I say to be a person of destiny, I mean to have a purpose. Destiny means that you have a plan. You have direction for your life when it comes to the spiritual aspect of your life. We can plan our jobs. We can plan our marriages. We can plan our vacations. We can plan our retirements. But none of that means nothing when you do not have purpose. You will find over and over in your life that when you're planning things and you're setting goals in the carnal sense, in the materialistic sense, that every time you achieve a goal or every time you obtain a materialistic item, you always hunger for something more. It's always like there's this void or this gap to where you have to have more. And so you really begin to fill that void or that gap as you find purpose in the Father. And I love what we're doing. In one of my other communities outside of the Spiritual Growth Academy, the Unapologetically Unashamed community is currently going through a 40-day spiritual journey, which is a 40-day find your purpose journey. And every day you get a message from Pastor Rick Warren, and he has this amazing book on finding your purpose. And so every day you get a audio message from him. I put in notes with scripture and questions and study material. And then I even do a separate podcast episode from my particular platform here. It's kind of a reserve podcast that I have. And so I do an episode where I read a chapter a day out of the book to go with the rest of the work that I give you. And it's just such a blessing to be able to offer this outside of my academy so that people who aren't ready for the Spiritual Growth Academy can still be fed, can still have community, and can still consume themselves in the things of God. So I will definitely drop the link to that community in the show notes of this episode. All you have to do is click on the link. I'll give you access to the community. You'll find all of the material on the main page. You'll find chat rooms to hold conversations with the other women. There's about 24 women in there now, so I'm excited about that. But In walking in destiny and walking in purpose, it's essential that we hear God's voice. Without hearing God's voice, we definitely cannot operate or move in purpose, because He is purpose. Everything about us is wrapped up in Him. Being equipped to hear the Lord's voice is no longer a option, right? It's not something that we can decide whether or not we want to do. Back in the Old Testament, when we talk about the children of Israel and Moses, there came a time where God wanted the children of Israel to be able to talk to Him directly. Before then, they were talking through Moses to God. And so there came a time where God wanted to come down on top of Mount Sinai and speak to the children of Israel direct. And because of God's power and because of His glory, and because the earth and humans cannot truly sustain being in that presence on a consistent basis, and especially if you don't have a relationship with Him, it can be intimidating. And so as God came down upon the mountain, it frightened the children of Israel to the point where they said they didn't want to speak to God. They wanted to still have Moses as their interpreter, as their buffer, as their go-to. And so they had options to not go before God, and God would speak to His people through kings and through prophets and through apostles and preachers. And so now that what's called the veil has been torn because of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, now we can go directly to God for ourselves. So we no longer have the option to not hear God's voice for ourselves. One of the things that we teach in the Spiritual Growth Academy is about growing in maturity spiritually, maturing spiritually, maturing in the things of God spiritually, maturing in your spirit, man, and growing just like we have to grow as adults. We're babies. We eat formula. We begin to grow. We then have rice. We begin to grow and we're able to eat solid foods. And so that nourishes our physical body so that we can grow and be healthy, and be safe, right? It builds our immune system. It increases our bone structure. It allows hair to grow. It gives us pigmentation. And so just as our body needs to be nourished and needs to mature, in order to mature, it needs to be fed. The same is with our spirit, man. We have to feed it the things of God, which is the Word of God. And so if we're feeding it the Word of God, that means that we're hearing from God, because God speaks in His Word. So it's essential in our spiritual growth as much as it is for us to move through our lives here in a carnal sense. And so to stand in these days, each of us must recognize His voice. We have to know how God speaks to us. And so for everybody, that's different. You know, many people say you got to hear God for His still small voice. Well, I do believe that God really speaks to us in very quiet, monotone ways. I don't think that He necessarily yells at us, but I do believe that God speaks to us all in different ways. I will say for me, a lot of times when I'm hearing from God, it's an impression. It's kind of like I know that He just told me something, or He told me to say something to someone, or He gave me something from someone, but it was never audible in my ear. It was not that He said, "Athena, say this, say thus says the Lord." I never get that. What I do get, however, is just this internal feeling that I know that God has spoken to me. And usually when that happens and there's something that I need to tell someone, my heart begins to race and I kind of get these butterflies in my stomach. And for me, physically, that is an indicator that God has really spoken to me and that He's wanting me to say something to someone on His behalf. Other ways that God has spoken to me is when I get these impressions, I begin to get confirmation, right? Maybe one of my friends will say, "God was speaking to me about so-and-so," and it confirms what God had given me prior to speaking with them. Or I turn on a sermon or a podcast and they begin to have verbiage or content that matches up what I felt I got from God in my quiet time with Him. And then there's reading my word. I'll begin to open my Bible and just read random stories in the Bible, and it begins to mimic the very things that God is speaking to me in my life, or the very situations that I may be walking through in my life. So there's many different ways that God speaks to us. There's many different ways that we can hear from Him: dreams, visions. So I don't like to put him in a box to say he's just that still small voice that you have to sit silently and listen for throughout your day. Hearing from God will be vital for our survival. That's one of the notes that I did put down, is that hearing from him is vital for us to survive and to grow. We know that we are living in what's considered a very dark time and generation. And so what does that look like practically? That looks like children not respecting their parents. That looks like husbands not honoring their wives. That looks like families being broken and there being lovelessness in our homes. That looks like backstabbing one another. That looks like talking about our coworkers or not being supportive. That looks like just not being a kind person. That looks like not being grateful for life and for health and for provision, but always finding things that are wrong, always talking about the things that aren't their best instead of looking at the silver lining in all situations. And so that is what makes this time so dark, is that it is so normal to be negative. It is so normal to not be grateful. It's so normal to not give gratitude. And so hearing God's voice is something that really allows us to not live in that dark, negative space. The Bible says, be ye in the world, but not of the world. And so as the world may operate, or as people who are not Christians, or as people who are not seeking God by his principles and his standards, we are to not be like those individuals. That doesn't mean that we don't interact with them. That doesn't mean that we don't show them the love of Christ, but it does mean that we know when to separate ourselves. It's not that you're antisocial. It's not that you're being rude, but there's a distance, just like we're social distancing to prevent infection. There's social distancing that needs to happen between us and people of the world spiritually to prevent infection, to prevent us from going back into ways that we may have acted, to prevent the enemy manipulating or deceiving situations and causing us to act ungodly. And so hearing God's voice really allows us to be protected from dark situations. And how is that? It's called conviction. When we're walking through our day, when we're at our jobs, when we're at the grocery store, when we're even in our home and we're going to do something, or we're partaking in something, or we're watching or listening to something that is not pleasing to God, we will feel convicted. It's not that we'll feel bad about ourselves. It's not that we'll feel depressed, but we'll know that this is not something that God wants us to do. Why? Because we're hearing his voice. And so as we hear his voice, we begin to learn to discern the conviction of Holy Spirit, which is just such a beautiful tool that the Father uses to help us stay within his will, which is his salvation, his protection. This is also a dispensation of the end time. We know that. Dispensation means that this is the time where we know that God is coming back. We've heard this for years upon years upon years, but if we really look at the state of the world, and if we really look at the signs of the times, we truly know emphatically that this is the time, or the dispensation, that God is going to come back. God says in his word in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. One thing about knowing God's voice is that you will follow him, and your life will show that you're following him. We call it bearing fruit. You will begin to have the attributes and the characteristics of God, and it will show because your mannerisms and your attitude and your action and your conversation and your posture and your face dispositions will look different from those counterparts that you may be around. And that's because you're following God's voice. You've heard it and you're following it. To truly follow God, we must recognize his voice, right? We must know, what is my learning style? This is something that I teach to my clients in the Spiritual Growth Academy when I do one-on-ones, is how do you learn? What's your learning style? Are you kinesthetic? Do you learn best by visualizing something? Do you learn best by feel and touch and actually doing whatever that is that you're trying to learn? Do you learn best by being audible or having an audible way of learning style. Maybe you're like me, I love audio and visual. So a lot of times I'll buy the audio book and the hard book or the electronic copy, and I'll listen as I read along. And so once we know our learning style, then we can recognize how God is going to speak to us oftentimes, especially in our courting seasons, I call it, when we're courting the Holy Spirit, when we're getting to know him, when we're dating him, and we're learning who he is. A lot of times he will speak to us in the ways that we learn. And then as we begin to grow in relationship, it will bridge out from there because we begin to spiritually grow and mature so that we can hold other ways that he would want to speak to us. So I encourage you to know what your learning style is. When Jesus is leading us, we will always be able to hear the direction that he's trying to take us in our life. A lot of times people get married or they choose jobs based on a hope and a prayer or based on a good feeling. And eventually those things don't really pan out for them and they find themselves very unhappy. And that's because we're not following the voice of God practically in our day-to-day lives. And so God is so loving and so in love with us that he just really wants to spend emphatic time with us. He wants us to dedicate quality time to him every day so that we can learn who he is, we can learn about him, and most of all, so we can know when he is speaking to us. If you're a true follower of Christ, you will want to learn to hear God's voice. You will seek that out. That will be something that if you don't know and you know somebody who does, you're going to reach out to those people to learn. I had recently sent out about 4 or 5 invitations of free scholarships to the Spiritual Growth Academy to some women that I know are hungry for God. And I wasn't going to open it up to anyone other than the women in the community that I have been grooming thus far. But I really felt led by the Holy Spirit to open it up to these particular women. And I got a response from one woman that just made my heart sing. I mean, she basically screamed in her response that she was just elated to join and to be a part because before I had asked her the question, I just really said, "Hey, sis," and she began to say, you know, that she's interacting with her church. Shout out to my girl Tawny, but that she wanted to know what was next, like, God, what's next? What more can I learn? What more can I do? And so I knew it was just right on time from Holy Spirit. I knew that I heard the voice of God right to invite her and give her this free scholarship to the academy. And so her response was priceless. It was, for me, it was gratifying because you want someone to be excited about the things that you're creating. And it's also I'm almost validating, like, these people know that if Athena's creating something, that it's going to be something good because, you know, I don't do anything unless it's God driven or God guided, and things that I have fallen through the cracks. So that was just really exciting to know in that time and in that space that I had heard the voice of God right. So listening to God's voice fulfills a deep passion within our heart for God, right? It goes back to that void that we all have. I don't care who we are, young, old, black, white, orange, purple. We all have a void, all of us. Unfortunately, that void is covered up with stress of finances. That void is covered up with the worries of our credit score. That void is covered up with trying to make sure that we have enough to make ends meet. That void is covered up with robbing Peter to pay Paul. That has become the norm of the state of the world today. Or that void is covered up with chasing after a career or chasing after money or trying to have more than enough or being competitive, or if you're an entrepreneur trying to promote your brand or your business, trying to get clients. And so we're constantly covering this void up with things that we feel will fill it up. And we never really get there. I remember, I'll never forget, God taught me this lesson of this void. And this missing part of him in my life. I remember I had just paid off my first car that I had. It was a beautiful little Chevy Cobalt. It was black, two-door, had rims, leather seats. It was bad, y'all. It was a little Chevy, but it was tough. I mean, that little girl got me where I needed to go, and she was all paid off. Let me tell you, I had one repossession on that girl, and I got her back and paid it off right away. So we had been through some stuff together. And so I remember going to the dealership and looking at the Lexus that I had been praying for and really just asking God to make a way for me to get this Lexus and, you know, make a way where even though my credit wasn't the best, that I wouldn't have to put a huge amount of money down just to get into it and that I would be approved for the loan. And I remember God opened the door wide open. I mean, the floodgates opened up. I was able to sell my baby, which I didn't want to, but my husband made me. I'm going to just say that because I probably could have still had her today. But God, to God be the glory, because it gave me the $1,000 down payment for my brand new Lexus. And I remember driving in my Lexus and I was just rubbing the steering wheel. I was rubbing the emblem on the steering wheel. And I was just so grateful to have this car that I had dreamed of. I had put it in my vision journal. It was, you know, I cut the pictures out of the magazine on just, I was going to have this car one day. I would sit and this would be mine. It would be parked in my garage. And there would be times that I would just sit in awe in my garage and just look at it and just ooze with gratitude to God for not only just having the car, but the ability to have nice things in times where others weren't as fortunate. And so I'm driving and I'm realizing that I now wanted something different. I wanted something more. Like, yeah, I had the Lexus. Yeah, it was in my vision journal. Yeah, I desired it, but it was never filling that void. And so I learned in that moment that the only thing that was going to fill or satisfy me in my life was whatever God had for me to do. And that really was the beginning of me really seeking out God for what my purpose or my destiny was. And so we see for thousands of years that God has yearned to talk to his people. I mean, if we look at the Old Testament to the New Testament, God has always tried over and over again to create ways to talk to his people. And why do I say to create ways? Because God is holy, which means the word holy is mean to be set apart. And so in order to interact with God, we have to also work to be holy in a sense that we have to try to live the best that we can in ways that are not displeasing to God. And not that we make him unhappy, but because God is holy and he is just, he can't be where sin is. He just can't. I can't come popping off at the mouth and cussing out people and then go in my prayer closet and begin to talk to God like nothing ever happened. I have to repent. I have to ask for God to forgive me. And then I can stand in his presence without that weighing on me that I've acted in a way that is not kind or that is not pleasing to the Father. And please understand that God loves us regardless of our struggle. We all have individual struggles, and by no means does that mean that God removes himself from us, because the word of God says that I would never leave you nor forsake you. He said nothing, not life, not death, not principalities, nothing can keep us away from the love of God. But it is not enough to say that we have to ignore the fact that he does have expectations and he does have principles and standards for us to live by when we know better. That's key. When we know better. But for thousands of years, God has been trying to create covenants or agreements with man so that he could be in relationship with him. Time and time again, we've broken the covenants. We've broken it because we could never keep up with what it took to stand before God. And so the ultimate covenant was created with Jesus in his life, death, and resurrection. This was a covenant. This was an agreement between God and man that can never be broken. There's nothing we can do to mess or break it up once we accept salvation. And so in Psalms 81, I just want to read a portion of Psalms 81, 11, verse 11 through 16 says, "But my people did not listen to my voice, and Israel did not obey me." And when he says Israel, he's even talking about us now. We did not obey God. So God gave us over to our stubbornness and the stubbornness of our hearts. Now, some of y'all know y'all stubborn because I know I can be. And so he says, I gave them over to the stubbornness of their heart to walk in their own devices. See, we think that God is not listening to us. We think that God doesn't care about us. We think that God has forgotten about us because things are happening in our life, or maybe we're losing loved ones in our life, or maybe our financial situation or our home situation is not what we would ideally want it to be. And we think that God has just removed himself from us. But God is even telling us here in his word that he's tried to come to us. He's tried to speak to us. He's tried to teach us how to hear his voice. But because we're so self-centered and stubborn, because a lot of times we can be very egotistical, we can be very prideful, that he just got to a point where he was like, okay, go ahead. I'm going to allow you to go with your heart's desire, and I'm just going to back off. I'm going to wait for you to make a decision because I've given you choice, and I don't want you to serve me if that's not your heart. And so it goes on to say, oh, that my people would just listen to me. Oh, that my people would just listen to me, that Israel, that we would walk in his ways. He then says, I will quickly subdue their enemies. That means I will take down who comes up against you. I will completely body slam every person who rises up against you. You would never have to fight your own battle another day in your life. If only you would be in relationship with me. If only you would listen to me. If only you would hear my voice. He goes on to say, after he would take out our enemies, and he said, I will turn my hand against their adversaries. Anybody plotting? Can you imagine God's hand going against somebody? Let me tell you, listen, I want his hand to go against my adversaries. Those who hate the Lord would pretend obedience to him, and their time of punishment would be forever. He's even going to see the fake people. So people could be faking around you, trying to come at you, but trying to act like they're not fake. He even sees the fake people, and he says, I'll punish them forever, but I will feed you with the finest of wheat. And with honey from the rock, I will satisfy you. Psalms 81:11-16. He says, I will give you everything that you need, the finest things. Listen. I just got excited about that. I'm not even going to be able to get through this whole piece. We'll have to finish the next part of this. This might be a 3-part series because I'm coming up on 40 minutes. But I'm going to close on that part. That excites me. Let me tell you. Listen. Y'all listening to me? Is this mic on? Check. 1, 2, 1, 2. I remember I used to do that. My bad. So listen, God says that I will feed you with the finest wheat and with honey from a rock. So let me break that down practically. You will live in the best. You will eat the best slice of steak. Do you hear me? You will pop the labels. And not that we need to be materialistic, but let's just be real. We want to live comfortable. And to live comfortable, sometimes we want nicer things. We want the bigger house. We want the name brand cars. We want to dress in nice clothes. Listen, if you say you don't, you're lying. I need you to get it together. Bring it back. Let's just be honest. Because your girl over here, she likes nice things. Your girl over here loves my diamonds, and I love my cars, and I love my home. Thank you, Father. To God be the glory. When you hear and listen to God's voice, when you simply just come in relationship with you, he is promising right here. If we don't look at any other scripture, God is begging to have a relationship with you. He says, I will turn away your enemies. Maybe your enemies are bill collectors, y'all. Maybe the bills are piled up and you don't see no way out. God says, I will come against those very things that are against you in any way, shape, or form. It's not even just about people. It's circumstances. I will come up against those for you. And not only will I come up against those, not only will I put people in their place when it comes to you because you're mine, but I'm going to give you the finest of everything. He says, honey from a rock. Listen, that means that it is going to be the most organic honey that you could ever eat. I don't know about you, but I love honey. And I don't know about you, but I love organic. Why? Because it's healthy, because there ain't no junk in it, and it's 100% authentic. I love authenticity. So why wouldn't we want to press in? Last week's message was press into God. Why wouldn't we want to press in and have a relationship with a God who is begging to just talk to us, to just hear his voice? While we're out here saying, how, why do I hear his voice? He's saying, absolutely. If you just become in relationship with me consistently, if you make time every day, I call it quiet time, you at least give me an hour every day out of your time, uninterrupted. I promise you, you will hear my voice. That's all he's asking. Listen, I'm wrapping up on time. I appreciate you guys for listening to my rambling because, listen, this podcast is really just about being real and loving God because that's what I do. If you have questions, if you have concerns, if there's things that you want answered, if there's things that you want talked about, send me an email at relationalbreakdown@gmail.com. That's relationalbreakdowns with an S at gmail.com. That is on my podcast. It's in the notes. Once again, you can also sign up for the Spiritual Growth Academy wait list. We will send you out a letter that explains everything that is Spiritual Growth Academy. We will also be sending out applications for those interested so that we can begin to see if you are a right fit for the Academy. Remember, every season isn't for everyone, but that doesn't mean that you won't have an opportunity at some point. The Spiritual Growth Academy really is deep and it is a lot. It's very busy. It's very active and you really have to be ready to commit. Listen, I am so over time, but send us an email. Absolutely. Sign up for the waitlist. I'm also going to be putting in the link to the Unapologetically Unashamed community. Totally free. If you need extra encouragement, if you want to jump in on the 40-day spiritual journey, I think we're on day 3, so you have no time at all to catch up. If you're wondering about purpose, if you're wondering what on earth am I here for, I promise you, listen, it's only day 3 and it's been amazing. I promise you will get your answers in these 40 days if you apply yourself. Well, y'all, I love you so much and I appreciate you for loving me and for listening to me. Until next time, I can't wait to talk to you again. Bye now.